Preface to Meditation 20. Multiple Overwhelmings. Kevin, sitting comfortably at home in Dubai, can tell me, sitting comfortably at home in Northern England, in almost less time than it takes to tell you this, where my nearest fish and chip shop is. And I have just been offered free access to 2 million Wi-Fi hotspots. Goodness! Or as they say in Yorkshire, Northern England, ecky thump. At a recent annual conference of UK meditators, meditation and multiple overwhelmings occurred together in the title. It fits me very well because I can feel increasingly in danger of being multiply overwhelmed. I know I'm a bit ancient and a sort of cave dweller. He doesn't even have email. But everything seems to be coming at me faster and faster. New tools for living, offers of new knowledge multiply week by week. My mind, it feels, is being asked to expand too quickly. Someone once said, God invented time to prevent everything happening at once. It sometimes feels as if God has forgotten the first bit. Multiple overwhelmings. Nothing stays the same for long. So little is constant, everything is much more fluid, open to new considerations, fresh analysis, everything less certain. And then there are the multiple sufferings of our world, which now, constantly, day after day after day, arrive to occupy our hearts and minds. Multiple overwhelmings. Except that I am not multiply overwhelmed. Perhaps I could be, but my Christian meditation, certainly guides me more and more surely these days. My sacred word constantly returns me through to my inmost depths, where the divine presence, the one God, the meaning of the whole of creation, forever dwells in me. Jesus in St. John's Gospel. I have many things to say to you, but they would be too much for you now. The Spirit of Truth will come and teach you all things. In our times, when the ego conglomerates seem often to be hurtling us towards a precipice of world insanity, our meditation can show us how to hang on, hang in, with increasing serenity, and know that our work of meditation makes present in our world more and more, in the mysterious ways of God, the eternal wisdom. I've always liked the image of the great jetliner, loaded with passengers, being guided through cloud and fog and darkest night with the simple yet constant bleep of the radar. Repeat and repeat and repeat. Its middle eye leading down to safety. And then there's the old Irish song, I know where I'm going, and I know who's going with me.